Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a slight breeze. In Jerusalem, temperatures are mild, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Eilut is sunny and warm, inviting for those near the beaches. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. launches fresh strikes on Iran as Trump vows days of escalating attacks. That's according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, the U.S. launched a new wave of strikes against Iranian targets, CENTCOM announces. This news comes from the Jerusalem Post, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu warns Iran against attacking Israel, stating, "We will respond with power," as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Israeli doctors complete a 22-hour surgical marathon, rebuilding a man's face. This story comes from I-24 News in the past hour. And finally, Sydney sandwich icon calls out an anti-Semitic customer, drawing community support. This was reported by the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reports that Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaybani has arrived in Riyadh for talks with Saudi officials. That was posted just minutes ago. Why? Net Global shares that Nahal troops, after 14 months of fighting, have transitioned to farming and mentoring at-risk youths in the Jordan Valley. This was posted earlier today. Raylan Givens comments on what he calls a major escalation, noting the US's first daytime strike in this latest series of attacks. That post came in less than an hour ago. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the US military action. CENTCOM has confirmed fresh strikes on Iran, targeting military assets believed to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet reports that former President Trump has threatened further strikes, which could lead to increased tensions in the region. The impact on global oil shipping routes remains a key concern. Turning to Netanyahu's warning to Iran, JNS reports the Israeli Prime Minister's strong message against Iranian aggression. He emphasized that any attack on Israel would not be tolerated and promised a robust response. This rhetoric marks a continuation of heightened tensions between Israel and Iran, with potential implications for regional security. Meanwhile, in a remarkable medical story, I-24 News highlights Israeli doctors who spent 22 hours in surgery rebuilding a man's face. This groundbreaking procedure not only represents a medical achievement, but also offers the patient a chance at a renewed life. Such advances underscore Israel's leading role in medical innovation. Separately, an incident in Sydney is drawing attention. The Australian Jewish News reports that a popular sandwich shop stood against an anti-Semitic incident at its Darlinghurst location. The show of community support following the incident highlights ongoing concerns about anti-Semitism and the importance of solidarity. On the economic front. First, Moody's has praised the strength of the Israeli economy, with no immediate changes to the credit rating outlook. This report from Globes earlier today highlights the country's stable economic environment. Separately, Leumi chairman Uri Alon has spoken against populist rhetoric targeting banks, warning of its negative impact on the economy. CTEC covered his comments made at the National Economic Conference. And finally, Israeli firm Solaer is expanding its reach into the AI sector with a renewable power data center in Chile. Ynet Business reports that this move represents a significant step for the company, tapping into the growing AI market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.